Good day, Australia. I'm Paige Estertori for Financial Services Online, and here's our weekly finance news wrap. This Thursday, June 5th, 2025, let's delve into key happenings shaping our financial world. First up, the everyday Aussie's demand for affordable financial advice is on the rise. A recent report from Colonial First State uncovers an intriguing pattern. A whopping 82% of surveyed Australians believe in universal access to financial guidance, particularly as financial pressures continue to mount. Despite this, barriers still persist. Concerns about affordability and the perceived value for cost, combined with a lack of understanding around the real benefits of financial advice, all contribute to this pattern. Colonial First State, as part of their Delivering Better Financial Outcomes reforms, aims to improve access to affordable financial services, a move they consider crucial, especially for our aging population. In the larger economic picture, the Reserve Bank of Australia is considering a potential interest rate cut this July. This option, which comes with a predicted 70% probability, could see the official cash rate dropping to 3.1% by the end of the year. While decision factors involve the consumer price index and labor metrics, this rate cut could stimulate spending and investments, even as it may result in reduced returns for savers. Commonwealth Bank, however, anticipates two smaller cuts later in the year, creating a complex situation for financial market players to watch. Amid these potential cuts, we're eyeing a potential rebound situation for Australian Real Estate Investment Trusts, or AREITs. Lower inflation and falling interest rates are rejuvenating the property market, raising investor expectations for AREIT earnings. Despite calculated caution regarding office investments, there are emerging prospects within premium Sydney office spaces, all of this contributing to a broadened investor optimism. Lastly, let's shift our attention towards an essential part of personal finance, often overlooked: financial discussions in relationships, particularly amongst older Australians. Financial planner Trudy Jenkin notes an increasing trend of forming new relationships and later life divorces with significant accumulated assets in play. Clear, proactive financial conversations are stressed upon, especially when it comes to wealth and expenses. Securing a crystal clear financial agreement is key in establishing long-term relationship security. And that concludes our finance news wrap for the week. For more on personal and business loan finance services, visit financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estertori for Financial Services Online, keeping you informed about the world of finance. Remember, knowledge is the best investment. Stay informed, stay ahead.